Every year, the Pennsylvania Latino Convention brings together prominent Latino leaders. It's meant to be empowering and a hub of ideas. The hope is people can take back ideas and solutions to their communities. At the convention, WITF's Gabriela Martinez hosted a conversation with 9 attendees from fields such as medicine, education, and demographic data analysis. They talked about how to address some of the most pressing issues Hispanic communities face.
First up is Diana Escalante, Senior Bilingual Community Engagement Specialist for Highmark Health in Central Pennsylvania, and Gloria Merrick, who is the Executive Director of the Latino-Hispanic American Community Center in Harrisburg. They spoke about the need to address language barriers in the community.
In the service area, like at our center, when we refer people to different places for help, they get the paperwork and they come back to us because no one there, you know, they couldn't find the cook or they couldn't find the secretary or they couldn't find that one person that could speak their language. And so they send them back to us for that kind of help.
I believe that we need more resources for the community in the language that our community members, you know, speak. It's very difficult to provide, you know, to educate the community, the people, if they don't have those resources in their languages. So if we're able to provide that, our community will be more educated, they'll be able to make informed decisions, and they'll have a voice present in the community. If they don't have that available, it makes it more difficult.
Education, the need for more Latino representation in school boards and in classrooms, was another issue raised in the discussion by Julio Nunez, a principal in the Norristown School District, and Dr. Damari Bonilla Rodriguez, a school board director at the East Stroudsburg Area School District.
A lot of the issues that we as a community are faced with can all be helped or improved with education, educational opportunities, and quality educational opportunities. That's something that I've seen and witnessed, that oftentimes our young people do not have them and end up affecting the outcomes when they move up through the system.
And so in the state of Pennsylvania, Latinos have the lowest representation on school boards with just 3%, which is 135 school board directors out of 4,500, according to a report by the Pennsylvania School Board Association from last year. Where's the voice, to the point that my colleagues have made? Where's the voice? Where's the education opportunity? Where are the resources coming if there is not representation at the table that is creating policies, that is funding programs, that is making decisions for our students and our young people?
Lack of Latino representation is a problem in other higher levels of government, said Marcella Myers, senior health accreditation consultant for Capital Blue Cross.
I'm a firm believer that we need to have representation at higher levels where the decisions are made, because at the moment that, you know, when you have a board of directors or you have a cabinet for a governor that doesn't have that representation, we missed a lot. It's not because people don't want to, it's just because they don't have the knowledge.
Adan Stevens Diaz from the Federation of Latinos for Education about the cultures of Hispanic America in Monroe County, and Monica Ruiz from Casa San Jose in Pittsburgh see a more fundamental problem. They say there is a lack of clear data about Latinos in the state. Stevens Diaz is working on a proposal to create the first Latino research center.
I came specifically, I was given the platform to speak about the need for this office for the research of Latinos in Pennsylvania, because as they were talking about 1 million plus strong as a population, but there is nothing set up to really study specifically the needs of Latinos in Pennsylvania. So
it is my responsibility, if I want to call myself an advocate, to make sure that the data that I have and the information that I have is really what is representing the needs of the communities that we serve. It's our responsibility to make sure. Some people, funders, policymakers, they only speak in data language. I must give them that. And it must be my story to tell them that. Because when we allow larger entities to do this research on us and to us, they're gonna tell their own story. And it's gonna benefit them in a way that doesn't necessarily benefit us.
Everyone agreed that events such as the Pennsylvania Latino Convention are important networking events. There's also a need for following up to make sure those connections can spur action. This is Edwin Segarra, who is a business leader and part of the PA Latino Convention's planning board.
So I feel that the springboard here with the Latino Convention is serving as an example to be able to get all these people to the table at the same location and be able to deliver all the resources, much from someone with a PhD, a doctor, and any kind of agency where everybody can basically have the opportunity to mentor and give everybody the opportunity and utilize all these resources that are readily available out there.
This is Damari Bonilla Rodriguez again.
Most of these issues are not new to the communities that we're serving, and we get passionate about it, we talk about it, we have good ideas, but then we go back after a conference or a convention and we go back to life. And so it does take the ongoing advocacy, the collaboration that I think we've all been able to begin to move forward.
Lastly, some touched on the topic of diversity in the Latino community across nationalities, language, socioeconomic, or immigration status. Most agreed that Latinos can find unity and those who have more privilege can advocate for others in more vulnerable positions. This is Monica Ruiz again.
So much of my work is immigration focused. I am not an immigrant. I am half Puerto Rican, half Guatemalan, born in Cleveland, Ohio, to parents that refused to speak Spanish to me because they wanted me to assimilate. It wasn't until I met my husband about 30 years ago, who was undocumented, that I really started to fully understand what this meant. It is also my responsibility as a non-immigrant, as somebody who's never been undocumented, to make sure that I am getting a seat at the table for the people's voices that need to be heard. I'm consistently asked my opinion on things that have to do with immigration and being undocumented, and I feel terrible being that voice. And so what I must do then is make sure that I have built the leadership within the people that need to be at the table, get them a seat at the table, and let them know the power that they have when they do so.
Gabriela Martinez, WITF, at the Pennsylvania Latino Convention.